In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If I were in the habit of titling my sermons, this one would be titled, International Men of Mystery. And I'd be referring, of course, to the three wise men from the East from today's gospel reading. They're foreigners from the East, Matthew's gospel makes that clear. And they're mysterious, because that's essentially all we know about them. The term Matthew uses for them is magoi, or magi, which referred to the priests of the religion of ancient Persia, Zoroastrianism. Those priests were interested in the stars. But we have no idea how they came to know that that particular star that they witnessed at its rising had anything to do with the birth of the Jewish Messiah. The Bible is silent on that one. And as I wrestled with that question, how did they know? I realized that even if I couldn't answer that particular question, I saw that these three magi perceived at least four different ways of knowing generally. The first way of knowing has everything to do with that star. Now let's assume for the purposes of today's sermon that these magi were more interested in astronomy than astrology, meaning they were interested in the observation of the heavens rather than horoscopes. The magi saw something they hadn't seen in the skies before, and they went after it, in their case, literally. This is something very close to what we in the 21st century might call science. We notice something with our senses, usually our eyes or ears, and often with devices that amplify sight or sound, and we investigate it. When we observe something that we can, and we can verify it with repeated observations and measurements, we say that we know something. The moon, for instance, is 238,900 miles from the Earth. That's been measured and remeasured, and so we know it to be true. And that gets us to our second way of knowing, because you've probably guessed that I haven't actually myself measured the distance to the moon. Not for lack of trying, mind you. It's just that I don't have the proper tools to do the job. But the second way of knowing is to ask others who know. I asked Wikipedia for the distance between the Earth and the moon, but they got it from NASA. And NASA tends to be pretty knowledgeable and precise about these things. If you need hip surgery, you're not going to go to medical school. You're going to turn to an orthopedist. You might do some reading on the subject and get a second or even a third opinion, but at some point you have to say, this doctor knows what she's talking about, and I will make decisions based on that knowledge. That's what the Magi did with Herod. They said, our knowledge got us this far, but now we have to consult an expert. The Magi may have known a lot about the stars, but they didn't know much about biblical prophecy. Herod did, or at least he had access to those who did. And the information the Magi got from Herod proved correct. He told them the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. They went there, they found the Messiah. Consulting experts was the Magi's second way of knowing, and it worked. Brings up another point, though, and that is that it can be helpful when consulting others in order to know something, to know whether they have an agenda that might affect the answers they give to your questions. In this case, Herod wanted the Magi to find Jesus, so he told them the truth. As it turns out, he wanted them to find Herod. They wanted him to find Jesus so Herod could kill Jesus, so he could say he told them the right thing for the wrong reason. Claims of expertise need to be balanced with a search for an agenda. It may or may not be there, but if Herod had not wanted the Magi to find Jesus, he could have told them the Messiah was prophesied to be born in Cyprus and sent them on a wild goose chase. The Magi's goal in consulting with Herod was to learn something about God. And what Herod then does shows that one of the best ways to know God is to turn to the Bible. In this case, Herod's Bible experts point him to the book of the prophet Micah, which says in chapter 5, verse 2, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." We heard last week from John's Gospel, no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. And we know about God's Son primarily from the Bible, especially the Gospels. That is the third way the Magi gain knowledge, through reading the Bible. Which gets us to the final way of knowing that the Magi demonstrate today, and it may be the trickiest to navigate. The final verse we read in Matthew's Gospel today says, "And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." And good thing they did. Was it a dream sent from God? Was it their subconscious telling them something? The Bible doesn't say. But the Magi sensed something. They knew something in their gut or perhaps in their soul. And this form of knowing is the last we hear about today, perhaps because it's a product of the other ways of knowing. We make rational observations and gather data and consult experts and read the Bible. And then sometimes we have to go deep in reflection and prayer to see what we really know and where that knowledge will guide us. That fourfold knowledge guided the Magi safely to the Christ child, and then safely past King Herod, and then back to their home in the east. Had they not relied on those different ways of knowing, it's a journey they never could have made. May their example guide us in our own journeys in this life, that we also would know Christ, and know which paths we should choose. Amen.